please hear the exemption on the sign in 1877 to 2 7.
Continued.
So I mean my dying desire put in what certain kinds of drops that were putting down dying desire through going and shabbos. And what did we do? Did we put the drops that dying region in the eyes? But it going to it. It going to it. I'm nearly not going to be so sad. I'm going to have a bashel of me. I'm going ורבי לא יקום צורך החיל רעיסן על מנוחי נשאר בעץ. סמיר מנוחי זמות הרבית מנוחי דרעיסן. נשאר בספור החיל השם נסקון. יום הרב אמון, קום לא ראשי נסקון, אם הוא מנוחי נעיסן, so he has a certain name of deny, and he has to put in this certain drops, a dying agent. So then it's mutter. Hanenblei, when is Amir Menochi mutter, if the Israel doesn't tell it, doesn't do anything. He doesn't join me. Hanenblei, he will be silent. Abo Marko be silent. He comes to Pesach. So he has to open the eyes, the roots of the eyes, and close them. So he helps the goy, as the goy puts the drops in the eyes. So, Memele, this is what. So Amina was Matia. So then, so Rav Ashi said to him, no, why should it be Mute? It should be Yosef because he's Misayel. So in other words, Rav Ashi's argument was that Misayel is Mamish. So then, Omalei, Ike Rav Zvini called Rav Sof. So Amina responded to Rav Ashi. Rav Zvi decrees with you that Misayeya is Mamesh. Vishonarei, and I answer it, Misayeya is Mamesh. So in other words, we have here in Machlekes, where Misayeya is Mamesh, and Misayeya is Mamesh. So Amima himself says that Misayeya is Mamesh. But Rav Zvi and Rav Ashi, they say Misayeya is Mamesh. So according to Rav Zvi and Rav Ashi, Misayeya is Mamesh. Only Rav Amima says Misayeya is Mamesh. So this is the Kashi. Abraham, the only period of Misayeya is Mamesh, Koshori. Doch, he is the Rav Zvi, Misayeya is Mamesh. We can Rav Ashi be some of Beitze. So the Yachin Kame. Amima is the one who says in Beitze, the Misayeya is Mamesh. And both Rav Ashi and Rav Zvi say, Misayeya is Mamesh. It's not ordinary Amir Menochi. It's considered as if the Yisroel himself did it, because the Yisroel helps the goy put the drops in the eye. Rav Ashi b'somu, then read the Beitza, and Amir Menochi, and Amir Menochi b'shabes. Omer Rav Ashi Magai. Lo Amar Rav Kana, Efele Shem Shem Menochi, Om Misayir Beli, Kom Misi Posa, Kom Misi Nalzim Kol Gavosa, Mishon Om Misayir Menochi, Mashma. So only Amir Menochi is Misayir Menochi. But Rav Zvi, Rav Ashi is in the Yisroel Menochi. So it's Kashi here, Vin himself say, Misayir Menochi. ואין לי מה, לא דו אמר אוכי, אין לי ממש, לא אישי לפות על גמרי, אלא דן בכתוב חטרס, דו מה יש רבה שלה ולא סקשיו, מה שלה פסול פסול רבון הולק, למור הנור בית, אם כן נשאב לסלים, נאמה נור שאין לי סול רבון, ומי הוא לרבה שלה, איתו למה, דיבוס הראשון הנאמה עם הסב, So in the name, Rav Ashi here said that after he argued it with Amima, and then Amima said, Misayei b'mamesh, so he was mevatled item. So here Rav Ashi says it after this happened, in Beit. Elo Rav Zvi Koshe, דיוק וכל המשפדורות די בממש, זאת אומרת, איף רב זבי נצלת משפדים אף שני, זאת אומרת, אני רוצה, when did רב זבי say it, only after he had argued, argued out with a man. But רב זבי didn't say it משפדים אף שני, he said it משפדורות. משפדורות, and that רובה lived before, so the male, so רב זבי knew that. So, והמימה, אבל רב זבי קושי דיוקו בקום המשנים רובד אין לי ממש, והמימה הוא יער ואחר רובד, ואפילו לאחר הפופה שהוא תמיד יש רובד, ושם הוא בוס על מייס, זה המימה, שום רב זבי משמיד רובד, to the trouble before, but רובד said it, 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 but רב זבי didn't hear of it. Then, after this, Maise, so he heard it, the same thing that Ameima said, so he heard it that years before, Rove said the same thing. Alright. See, Shem Kossel Maise, Ameima, Shom Razim, Shvil Rove, Beloim Robat. Leidi Meri, the Hoche Pore Chosom, the Hoche Amisayeya Ba'adei, the Kol Omin Tzu Posek, the Avol Gav Amisayeya Ibi Mamesh, the Ha'omet, Ho, איז פון מיין אדוס מיש שריקע סמון און מישאנע ווען די מאמעש אפיל מיט זיי וואס איז מיינש שריקע סמון אין די קוסטייס איז וואס דיי אקספליי וואט קיינד פון די אב די לאך אין די זייט א מיל פון די וואפס איז נאט אין זעלב דיי יא אין די קוכער אין פארטי א מיל So it's not, it doesn't involve an Israel of Tzebeya. So what kind of Meloche is that? The answer is, it's Meloche Rabbanon Refue. The Chachon Yemassat Refue, medicine. No matter what kind of medicine you take, whether you take it orally, something you drink, I mean, or it's a medicine that consists of an injection, or drops in the eye, it doesn't matter. Any medicine Refue, the Chachon Yemassat. So medicine, Rifuye is one of the Shvusim. With the Rabbonim it's a lot. Why would the Chachomim Ma'asa Rifuye? Because many times, I mean that is true even today. Only thing is, today, so there is a division of labor, so the person doesn't do it himself. But most medicines involve and Meloche of Tchide, of Srikas Ammonim, raw materials, you have to find, and so on and so forth. So the Mele, the Chachomim Ma'asa Rifuye. So the Meloche is Rifuye. The Meloche is a Meloche Rabbah. It's Rifuye. So he says, so he says, Meloche Poichos. Vokam Sayyeh Badei, Dikom Yitzhak Posach, Piyah Vokam Sayyeh Yayim Bimamesh, Piyah Ome, Ho Yisro Yimayim Ar Yosho, Mish Muskir Samonim, Rifuye is Oseh, Hum Shame, Dei Bimamesh, Afilu Linyen Zeh. Afilu Linyen Zeh. So that means, so this verse is the halal solution to between this misayaya and the other misayaya. So when the Gemara says here, there is one, when the Gemara says here, when Rav Zvi says here, misayaya in mimames, so this yua is in mimamish. This yua is in mimamish. But the yua of omitzu posa, Rav Zvi holds is yesh mimamish. Rav Zvi holds the Yeshua. And the Meima says that even the Siyua of Omitz Posa, Esra'i, is also a Yeshua. So we have to understand, I mean, what kind of glory do we have? Now, the Gemara in, here the Gemara in Beit Zeh mentions in Machlekes between a Meima on one hand and Rav Zvi and Rav Asha there. So a Meima says, that the siyua of Omitzu Posach is in Mimamesh, and Rav Zvi and Rav Asha say that the siyua of Omitzu Posach is Yesh Mimamesh. So Rishayim Mimakes Eskikash.
Thank you.
Now, there is a law, there is a key to pass ratio. If somebody cuts off a piece, so it's high mortis. So the Gemara says, market the chop on the base. Turn around. Pass ratio is safe ratio. Zero safe ratio is a mashve store for Achilles. In other words, it's mashve, it cuts off. So it's completely cut off the hair. ובפדח, תון נתנה כמה להתחיז איך עוד המקיב ואיך עוד הניקיב לידי so בואו נתחי עם הרס the makib and the nikib אומר לי, מה לו ברוכל תמרה והרבילה דוקת it's a very strange portion if somebody eats dates in a basket it's high dokes so the one who said the one who said that דומה רוח מנה רבילה דומה רבשין ממייס הלכנו מה שאין כדי קורת הרבונו רבשין ממייס הלכנו how could the nikib be high dokes is our ashes for it. After all, it didn't do any mice, it's completely present. Robo, we make it right, we work. We make it right, we work. So, in other words, so when you say, I have a market, I need to break it, that means, if somebody is making his own PS, so he'll be higher modest twice. First, underscore, market, and secondly, underscore, market. And we tell a test and score Nikkei is passive because the even on the score of Nikkei it involves a mice. Habasho ma bumsali abdi veha. That it can record with Rabon of Rabbi too. But you ask, it's a mice, where is Bumsali Ayin? Let's say the Nikkei presents the hair and bends his head on the chair and then he presents his hair to the barber and the barber puts it on. So he's Bumsali. So, the ritmo, the makis, when we were in the Chesnide, so I discussed that ritmo. So that's one difference. So he says there is a difference between the nature of the two siyui. So that siyui is a siyui aktas. So that's the reason as to why I'm in Imam says we say in Imamish. But this siyui is a siyui akot. Why is as small as a sar more visiyua than the opening and closing the eyes? So it's not because it's more difficult to hold the hair, to present the hair, than to bend the head, than to open and hold the eye. He emphasizes that it will emphasize here. because there it can take place as a reflex. When you bother somebody's eye, so by itself, involuntarily, it will keep on opening, the eye will open and close, whether intended or not. So it will open and close, so it can take place as a reflex. Mashenke, bending the head and presenting the hair, that cannot take place as a reflex. It can only take place as a voluntary act. So in other words, so mele, ma'amil to posach, in view of the fact that sometimes it can take place as a reflex. So even when it's done voluntarily now, it doesn't mean that every time a person opens and closes his eyes, that it's a reflex action. No. It can happen, it can take place as a voluntary act too, but sometimes it takes place as a reflex act. So mele, since it can take place as a reflex act, so even when it's done voluntarily by a person, so it is yuaktas. So that kind of is yua, according to Amema, is in the mamish. Mashinke, bending the head, which or being masking the seya. So it can never take place as a reflex act. So that is yesh b'manish. Yesh, that's one thing. The second teretz is because in the Pirush Rabbeinu Meir Zal, shekasav lo yil, divlav misayiya yesh bilav, the Ramah says, that actually without you are, according to Rabbeinu Lefem Yude, is only the Nikev Yisrael Allah. Because, as Rashi explains, the Torah says, Lo'isakifu Loshen Rabin. Why does the Torah employ Loshen Rabin? Because to advise us that this love applies to the Makif enemy. So even if someone, let's say, will sit down on the barbershop, on the seat, and he will sit like a dummy, he will not move his head, and he will not be masking his seah, and then, with his consent, the barber will cut off his payas, so the one who is naked, midaite, would be even allowed to rise. But malchus we cannot give, because it's lashon lemaaseh. But if he's misayeya, he bent his head, and he's masking his seah, then it becomes lashon lemaaseh. But it's not, there is an aveira anyway, even without the seah. So whether there is any seah without the seah, but without the siyua, it's lashon lemaaseh. So through the siyua, it becomes lashon lemaaseh. Mashenkin over there, so the Yisrael doesn't do anything. Who does the healing? The goyim does the healing. The goyim does the maaseh rifui. And the Yisrael doesn't do any maaseh rifui, and you cannot say that since the Chachamim asat rifui, so the Isa consists in being healed. No? So then, it should be also written to be mispalled. If somebody is sick, he shouldn't even be mispalled on Shabbos, that he should have a rifui shleim on Shabbos. There is no Isa being healed. The Chachamim asat maaseh rifui. So everything is a maaseh rifui, an injection is maaseh rifui, an operation is maaseh rifui. Operation involves Ruach HaRaiseh. Besides the advice of the but I mean, and if you take a pill, so it's a mice of the mice of the, so everything is a mice, and when you put drops in the eye, so it's also a mice of the, but the shavuos does not consist in being healed, but in the mice of the. Who does the mice of the? The goy does the mice of the. He's the surgeon who puts all the drops in the eye, and the soil is only a recipient of the drops. The recipient of the drops. So the mele here, and what does Yisrael do? He just opens his eyes, closes his eyes to keep the drops. So that's misayeya. So there is Amima says misayeya ein mimamesh. Mashein came here by makiv and nikev. So the nikev is even allowed to sakifu even without you. But without you, it's lav shem maaseh. With you, it is lav shem maaseh. Because we finish having the layers up. So we have two shayes. One notion of the mitzvah is that the siyua in makes is usually mamish because it's a siyua karu. The siyua in beitze according to ameima is a siyua kodim. So it's in mamish. In mamish. And the second tality is that every siyua is in mamish. Even if you are good, but in makes, so he's even alive anyway, without the siyua. So the siyua only supplies the mice. Now, there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach in Kibbutz HaKesed, in Hilchas Nidei. Now the nido is the balance, so she shouldn't have anything that is exit. Now nails, if they are clean, even if they overlap the finger, so it's not exit. But there is a minute that the woman, before she is the balance, so she should cut off the nails, so that nothing should extend over the flesh of the finger. So it's a minute. Now suppose a woman is developed in Ashmoshis Friday night. She's developed in Ashmoshis. And she wasn't treated as Bonai before. So the shayla is, can this woman tell the Nochri Sigoye to cut off the nails? And it's considered a mitzvah, even though it's not Nakib that we all believe, but it's a minute. Alright. So the Taz in Simon Kutari Ches, Simon Kutari Ches, see from power, it says as follows. The Heaven Chinese boy, the Nitila strip on life, showing on Salamine, because I mean if she cleans them out. So it's not Tite, she ate on Salamine, she knew on Atmo, near on the Hodi, said the Mother Hyde Sneak. Then he mentions about Nashmosh's fire. But the Mordechai discusses Bechlamei. Nochin Adobo Sheshif Reven Skichobim Digao Chimbo. The Amiro Reven Skichobim Shmus Uri Mokim Mitzvah because Vimei Noi Ben Skichobim Tinakirin Tidmiti Tzitak Tzatzpira Atza Lishim. Hai Nidavke Bechlamei Abo Bisham Mesmiyom אם נראה ששוכל מתלצות המים הוא היטבע ריבל סיכון ושתחת יחיד משהי מצווה גמור ונטילה סיפוניים בקוז יצור מוצר מינג סנת הביאו מצווה לא אפשר לניקו תדניקו תחת המלכות לא מונבטים כזה שבות תאמירו לביכון משוס הוא ויזו והוא חומר לא סנקות לא חומר לא סנקות So first of all he says that even if the woman, the Israelis, can manage to stand and keep her fingers like a dummy, not to move her fingers altogether, or the toes, to be completely stationary, which is difficult. But let's say that she can manage to keep them intact without moving the fingers, without any siyua. She'll just stand and present the fingers and not move them. And then the Nochris will cut them. So then the Israelis will not be Misayin anyway. So even that, even in such a case, it should be done. Binash Moshes. Why? Even though it is a mitzvah, but it's not a real mitzvah, so in Mele, she should not tell the Nochris, not only if it's already vital, but even if it's only Binash Moshes, it shouldn't be. But then he says, no, it's Chumbe Moshes Likud. Sometimes she might become involved in Noche the Reis, the woman. Why? Because it's very difficult to manage not to be Misaleya, to help, you know, the Nochris coordinates. So he says, Misudu Chom Vedosin Kule, Chiava Pisho and Nochris, Kitechers, Mikom Mokim, Isu Israelis, Misaleya Slo, Albe Shemotolo Es Yodel. Most of the time, there is something. וכאילו היא אויס המלוכה, מלוכה זו, שאסור מדרעייסה, בשבת יונתן, וחיי שמוציאו בסימן קופי הלב, וינקוף הספיה, שגם אני כבחיי, אם סיני עבודו שמעת עצמי בו, להקיפה, וזה יהיה אפשר לשאול ממנו, it's very difficult to keep away from his new efforts. It's almost impossible. לשאול ממנו, כי שתניח, ולחתר הציפוני ולברס כחובים, בלי התועס הישראל, this is your devil. First you have to put the woman to sleep, and give her ether, I mean, before she be able not to move her fingers in the course of the nails being cut off. Ve'elema. Alright, this is what he says. So he says that if the woman, in other words, so that means that the Taz is mentioning a big Kiddush. Let's say somebody goes into a barbershop on Shabbos, to a good barbershop, friendless, doesn't charge him any money. So, and he takes a hat. And naturally, he moves his head one way, the other way, he must be the seder. So, that Jew who took the haircut on Shabbos in the barbershop, he's either only in Isad Rabbono, of Amir and Noche Shavuz, or he's in the Chal Shabbos to the rest. So the Taz says that if his Muslim say, if he sat like a dummy and didn't help the barber in any way, then he's only in Isad Rabbono, of Amir and Noche Shavuz. But if he didn't sit like a dummy and he was Misayeh the barber, by bending the head one way, the other way, so then he's in the Chal Shabbos to the rest. Why just as the Gemara says that the Mikhev is high about this? If it's Misayeka, so here too, the one takes the haircut, in the barbershop on Shabbos, if it's Misayeka, so he was Michal, he was doing it Mochem, the Reis. This is what it does. What's the Raye? From Echad Amaki, Echad Amikhev Chaye, as Ravashi says, if it's Misayeka. So the good is a kiss at Christmas. So the good is a kiss Gamash Post. We see him, we only see Mish Shogan was there. We see him after, beyond him, all the Libes Chavi. So there was one Hochem who passed him that the Isha can tell the Nochlis and Yonte to come up with the Eagles. So he, the Taz says that he made it wonder. So the Nikudis HaKesef says the Hochem who passed him that way, passed him correctly. זה שהעיר הטבעי וכמי שבוי ומה שקוסה יחיד למסייע חווה כאילוי סמלוך שעשור בשבז מיונטה דומיה דמיקר תוי ביטה חוד את אפילו חוד חום נכלי ועצמי לגי כאן יסור את הרייסר לבפוס well that's not a machlokes is that's a machlokes between faceless and the ribosh now most of the shame passed in Bochish in Tzrech of the Gufo Yisrael the Rambam passed this, that Moshin Tzipur Gufo Yisrael. But most of the Shem in the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, Chabad Ramah, they passed that Moshin Tzipur Gufo Yisrael. So in the way, according to Rav Shimon, that Moshin Tzipur Gufo Yisrael is there. So the case we say is, somebody cuts off legs, or somebody cuts off hair. So unless he cuts off the hair because he wants to make, let's say, a wig out of the hair, so a shape also there, but he, so then he's, it's more hard to move. But suppose he cuts off the hair because he wants to look nice, so then it's more hard to move for the spot. The Rivosh says, it's a, if he does it in order to be up this atzmei, then it's more hard to move. We'll discuss it soon, I mean, in Amatzia. That machlokes is between Tesis and the Rivosh. And the next step. Alright, but, so he says, חודד אפילו חוד חום בכניו עצמי, וכי כאן יסור את הרייס על רבע פוס, אם נמצא כל מיני טייסלס, הם מוסר שמין, הוא פסטנו, אל תרבשים מהם, לא חושבים צריכו לגופו, לא חושבים צריכו לגופו, לספוט, וכל שם לא חושבים יודע, בגלל העומר הכסר אצלח היה, בגלל העומר הכסר הרייס, and apparently that חוכם, did פסטנו, that she should tell him אוכיס, she tell him אוכיס, to cut off the nails with scissors, but to cut off the nails, you die. Apparently, I mean, they were nochrim who did that. They, the Chal, who is Shaykh Misayeya, the Dav, Kibakov, the Echad Amarki, the Echad Amikev, the Mashi. Auch in Pirscher Asche, wir haben alle Kinder auf dem Weg, die Schamil und Kochel, die Sativur, die Sanialak, die Namen der Abkibosch Rabbi, Maschma, der Atreyazrach, Nike Fumaki, Akalschene, all denen, die Sanialakot, die Schidabo, die Schene Maise, und die Sanialia, Chaye, die in diesem Schassoso, aber die Schora Zores, die Schayach und Nima, die Chaye, die Schisanialia, die Sanialia, in dem Mann. So he says, what the Ritvo says in the second Moshe, he says, when does the Gemara say Misaliya Yehi Mamesh by Makim and Nikim? Because the Nikim is in Berlin without you. But without you, it's a Lafshir Mimaisi. So if it's Misaliya, it becomes a Lafshir Mimaisi. Mashenikin here, without you, I don't do anything. And this UI itself is nothing. So the middle of there was no Abele. Only Abele Lodche. So in other words, so what is the Machlekes between the Taz and the Shach? So the Machlekes is, and this question, when the Gemara says Echadamahim Atanik, if the Nikim was Misaliyah, so the Nikim is Chayev, so according to the Shach, and the second question in the Ritvo, so the reason is why Misaliyah is significant over there is because he's able to live without you. So this you are only surprised the mice. But in the case where without you are, there is no Maisavere, so the Yuah is in the Mamash. According to the Taz, so there is an end according to the first Moshe in the Ritvo, the Makis, because in the first that the Ritvo distinguishes between the Yuah God like Asmonaseya and the Yuah God like only to Potah, which can take place even involuntarily as a reflex. So that means that the Yuah God is Mamash. Even if without that there is no Maisach. So what's the Machlokes? So now the Rambam so first he says in Dalchim Parsiyarish, and then he says, "Avodish Hamizgaleach, Einelike Elohim Kesi Yua Rimgaleach." Omar Avno, Avol Pishin Elike, Kipushen Daiti Oso Elohim. Because the Mishnah says, "V'yisal Yerali." In explaining Keshites Rambam, the Rishayah Rima Shaliba Bah, King Yoban Maisekla, Bafimoma in Haki Pastriche in Shriak Rabbe. So the Rambam says in so many words that even if the Nikkev was not Misaliya, he still lived a lot, as Rabbi Meir Rama says. As the Ritvo mentioned in the name of the Rama. But the Kesmish says the Rambam is Rebbe, and the Rambam and Rama. And he holds that without you are, he's not even alive. Because he doesn't do anything. What is the Torah asked at that conference? But he didn't do anything. He was completely passive. He was completely passive. And then, now, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam has the Sefer HaMitzvot before the Sefer HaMatzvot. He has the same Sefer HaMitzvot as in the Bris Sefer HaMitzvot. Except that in the Bris Sefer HaMitzvot, he elaborates. And here, he doesn't elaborate. What he has, the Sefer HaMitzvot, so yeah, they have that, so it's a Haifel, and that Sefer HaMitzvot, oh, so Mitzvah, Loises Ela Mem Gimel, Shalom Lehakim, Pias Hoish, Kikum Leav Yitzchon, and there's the Tam, the Rambam gives, Shenema Lois Hakif Upas Reshem, Omar Avrom, Lav Limaki, Lav Limike, Lovely mashtis, lovely nishas. So the Hasugi of the Ayyadi and the Rambam is, how is it that the Rambam mentions the meaning of Tayyab? So Tayyab you have Shin Samchira and Reish Memches Esen. So how is it that the Rambam can't count only one lab, each a salab, it should be counted as two lab. One lab the maki, then one lab the niki. Then two lab the gabi piyasazon. Lab the mashtis, you lab the nishis. So in other words, so instead of counting two lab, one lab again in Sakovas piyasosh, and one lab shall the hashtis kras, okay, you should count four lab. Now of course, if we count four lab, so then we have to take out other two lab from the Rambam's chesh. Alright, so you have so we have to figure out which two lab we, according to the Ayyadi, we have to take out. Alright. So that's the Asogis. That's the Asogis Rambam. Why? Because Rashi explains, why do we say Yachma Makira Tanike? Because the Torah says, we sakit Rosh Rambam. So, in effect, the Torah says that the Torah directs itself to the Makim and to the Nikim. That's why it uses the Rosh Rambam. So we have two lab. So, according to Rambam, it means we have two separate lab. In the Nikim, a lab is two separate. Two separate isumi. One is there to do the ma'isah, and another is there is to be a nikim. So Mele Kontraimet is certainly the shooter. He is forced to say that even without Tiyuah, the nikim is irrelevant because there is a special art in nikim. So Tiyuah knows you. Mashein came, the Rambam counts it as only as one arm. So the Meir of the Keset Mishneh can say very well with good logic that according to the Rambam, if the Nikir was the Pisaliya, there is nothing ready. Nothing wrong. Because it didn't ready. Because since it's only one law, so what is the Torah say? Maisa. So the Meir, if somebody is a Nikir and he was sitting like a dummy, he is completely passive, he didn't do any Maisa. But, so then you ask, so even if he's Messiah, but after all he didn't cut off the payers, he just held on to the payers and he presented it to the Maki. The answer is, that's the Aloha. That's the Aloha, and that's the first washing in the Ritva. When a person does a Aloha, does work, does something, whether it's in Rache Shabbos or something else, he does, and somebody else's group, if Ruben does work, and Shimon's group, and Shimon's payas or Osh. So it depends. If Shimon is completely passive, he's like a dummy, so then the Maise HaKofe that Rubin does, and Shimon's payas or Osh is not a tribute of Shimon. But Shimon cooperates and he helps him, even though Shimon doesn't cut off the payas. Shimon just holds on to the payas and he cooperates with Rubin and makes it easier for Ruben to go on the PS. But he cooperates, he's Misayim, at the time when Ruben cuts on the PS. So then the Maisa HaKofet that is done, and Shimon's group is attributed to Shimon. But the Rambam will not say, suppose Ruben is the bar, and he gives a haircut to Shimon, and then Levi holds Shimon's face and Rubin cuts off. So Levi will not be fired because then it cannot be attributed to him. It's not done on Levi's group. It's only when the Misaleya is the person and whose group the Akofe is done. So then it's attributed to him. That's the first question. So the need for Esikashi. Here the Mori Maki says in Misayeyeh that the Nikif is high maltis for Misakif. There the Rabbi Mima says Misayeyeh Mish. So the first answer to the Ritva is there is a difference between this Yuah and that Yuah. That Yuah is this Yuah Kotri, it's like a reflex. But this Yuah is Yuah Kotri. So Mimele is higher. So apparently the first answer to the Ritva assumes like the Rambam. That by a Kofas piece or in Shin piece as often the Torah as of only the Maisa Kofas, the Maisa Shvas. Not being a Nikim. But, if it's not Misaliyah, it's not even anything. But if he's Misavila, if you're the fact that the Mike Sakov is not on the group of Shimon, on the group of the Niger, so it's attributed to the Niger. Only if he's Misavila, if he's not Misavila, he's completely passive, then it's not attributed to Shimon, to the Niger, even though he's not on the group of Shimon, or the Niger. That's the first step. So the first step, and the first question that it was assumed, that the, when the Torah Aser says Moisakifu, it only Aser is the Makif, the Maizakov. So if the Nikif is not Misaliyah, so it's not Eber. But if it's Misaliyah, then he's considered the Makif. It's attributed to him. But if it's not Misaliyah, it's not Eber. The second Teret is like the Zaraybe, the Zaraman. There, the Torah Aser, Nikif, there is a special love. Love the Makif, love the Nikif, love the Mashif, love the Nishif. But without you, I tell you, the mind says, so he's Eber Alav. But Malkus, he doesn't get it. We see why he gets Malkus. But Alav is Eber. Mashiach in the case where without the Siyua, there is no Alav altogether. So then the Siyua doesn't accomplish anything. The Siyua doesn't accomplish anything. So maybe the Tashit is, the Tashit is like the first question in the people. But there is a Chiddush. In the washing of the Ritva. There is a Chiddush in the washing of the Ritva, because the call it the Taz, so it applies to Shabbos, even though the Ritva, the first washing of the Ritva, also applies to Shabbos. But you could say that the Ritva applies to Shabbos only in the Rabbah, because there it's only a question of the Rabbah. But on the Taz we see that it is a unique article. In other words, not only Gabi Yaakov has space of Osh, so if the Maisa Kofi is not on the group of the Nikkev, and the Nikkev is Misaleya, so it's attributed to him. But it's a Dini Torah Kolehim with Gabi Meloche. So Midrash says, if a certain Meloche is done on the group of a certain person, and that person on whose group the Meloche is done is Misaleya, so it's attributed to the Nikkev. I mean, to the person on whose group the Meloche is done. And his group, the Meloche is done. Now, we can understand the thesis. The thesis says, Veidi Meli, Yochai Parchos. Vokam Zayi Abadei, Vohome Tzuprasa. Viyav, Vokam Zayi, Yadim Mamesh, Viyav Meh. But over there, they held that it's Yeish Vimamesh. Why is it Yeish Vimamesh? Because you see, the Ritvo is asking the Kashi against Amena. Here, Taisa says the Kashi against Rav Zvi and Ravash, because Rav Zvi and Ravash here in Shabbos, they say, Misayeh B'Mamesh. Over there, they say, Mitzyeh B'Mamesh. Over there, they say that it is Yeh B'Mamesh. So it says, the Avon of Misayeh B'Mamesh Be'Aone, Hoin Slom Neima, the Yos Homishim Sritas Amon. So even though Be'Aone, so we say in the mamash, but over there the chachon masar in shus of rifuye, mishum sfika samoni, and that rifuye is done on the roof of the person. So in mele, Rav Zvi Ravashi held at first that it's attributed to the person in whose eyes the drops are placed. So umishame de mamesh apilu in zeh. So what that means, amen. So it can be explained in two ways. What does amen say? So in other words, so even Rav Zvi and Rav Ashi, who at the very outset held, assume that the one who takes in the drops, if he's misayeya by open and closing eyes, so the act of rifuye is attributed to him. As the tassels. So the act of Nifuye is attributed to him. And then, this is what Rav Zvi and Rav Ashi said. So Ameima answered in the Mamash. So it can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining Ameima is that whereas Rav Zvi and Rav Ashi originally assumed, like the Taz in Simikutzal Ches, so Ameimar said, Misaleya in the Mamesh, like in the Kresakes. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining the status is, Shalem in the Mamesh, Shalem in that it's not that I'm in mention the same sword, the same oldness, and the like I said, I'm in mean, the oldness of the Taz also, which is the oldness of the first washing in the uniform, of the uniform. But Amina says, true, that if there is a real Zira, something that can only take place as a voluntary act, if there is that kind of Zira, and it's done by the person on whose book the Meroch is done, so then it's Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay This Siyua is a Siyua Kotman. So the Mele, that Siyua is a Mimamesh, even though it's not according to this. So it can be explained in two ways. But when Teitzis explains, Rabzmit and Rabashi, so it says that Siyua is different than the Siyua here, so it's based on the fact that there is here, Rabzmit and Rabashi, talk of his Siyua that is done by a person and whose goof no block is done. You see, let's say somebody is carrying a beam and then another person helps him. So it's not done on the goof of a person. So that's why Rabzim and Rabashi here say that they here say that it's a man. But over there they held that in view of the fact that it was done on the goof of the person, the Siyua was done by the person and whose goof the Lifuria was done. So we made it here in Mamesh. So Amina said, no, that Siyua is in Mamesh anyway, even though it was done by the first time whose goof the drops were put in. So either because it was a Siyua cotton, or because a Siyua is in, I call it Amina. So a Siyua is in Mamesh, even if it's done by the person on whose goof the Meloch is.
Shalom and Zion, May 12th, 1977, on Thursday.
Omar Papa Mishmi de Rova, Hanan Ahmed Yon. Now, the case is we left off the second basis from the top, from the end of the owner. We have been zimin okra ho, we zimin ho, lebe kizava misapeach, vafinu yoshusarabim tomer. So Teisa says that in view of the fact that the behemoth lifts up one leg, some melee, he certainly should be considered the cholaporas in Zayea. What was the teretz of Rabban Muna? That even though we can say Misayea yesh b'mamish, and the reason is why that behemoth is Zayea, because there it's not in Misayeya. Shanhochedok legamre. So that means that there is a possibility that one leg was not even used. So the Gemara's kasha is v'chidin izim ninokroho. So lebek izova misapeyach. So then mitzatzofik. Every tale should be tomei, not on the score of Misayeya. True, Rav Amuna holds Misayeya Yomamesh, but on the score of supporting the Zad. Because let's say the behemoth was standing on 3 feet. So one foot was lifted. But sometimes leg number one was the lifted leg. And sometimes leg number two was the lifted leg. And sometimes leg number three. And sometimes leg number four. So Mimela, that means that when leg one is at one moment one of the standing legs, so then the talus under that leg has to be tomei, not merely because of Misayeya, but because it's mamish supported. It mamish supports the zah. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Teisa says, the people is in the Kroho. This is in Ho, Lebek is of a Misateya. They are few of the Sarab in Tomei. Now what does it mean, Kizova Mipeya? The Mishnah is up. Milo in Nap. Zov show you put all his absolving. O Yahini Pundois. Leo can't play in the Ho Pontel. Yoshon, Sofik Misate Haleel, Mayin. So we see whenever there is a suffix, so he's coming. So here too, we have to be chenishish as to each leg. Maybe at one time, so it was one of the standing legs, not the lifted leg. So it should be coming. Elolav, b'shem damlinam misayeyim b'mach. Zimmach. Now let's see the thesis. So Teisa says, "V'chiv dizim no koho dizim no lebek izova misapeya va'afilu b'shisarab mitom." Now the aloch is sofik tum b'shisarab misvekitoy, sofik tum b'shisayochi isvekitom. So the fluke we should say that the Gemara asks, "V'chiv dizim no koho dizim no lebek izova misapeya." So that means endova misapeya. So he's only tum b'shisayochi. Now, Teitze says that the kashe of the raya of Zova Misapeach is from the same. But Teitze points out that he could mention a raya from the Reisha as well. But the Gemara is mentioning the raya from the Seife, because in the Seife, the Mishnah spells out that it's tomei because of Sofik. Now, the question is, when the Seife in the Mishnah says, Yoshe, Sofik Misapeach alin mei, does it mean mei nirishis ayochid? Because some term is ayochid is vegetomei, or it means mei nirishis rabbi. So we see from this taste verse. The taste says, v'chim nizim no kroho v'zim no lebek izova misapeach. V'chim nirishis rabbi tomei, so that means that by zova misapeach itself, and according to taste verse, the raya is from the same of yoshi zova misapeach alein, so even nirishis rabbi is tomei. Now we have to understand why. Let's see the next taste. We all complain. King goes a kudus, who pirish the main, mishimdikale meima, the cholechot, neise, rubei olo, pomim alze, upomim alze. Now, pomim alze, upomim alze. The motion in Rashi is not so clear. Whether in Rashi it's mitam sof, the taste says it's mitam sof. But Rashi could be explained that it means mitam badai, not mitam sof. Because Rashi says in the Reishe, Rashi says Leokon, in other words, the Zav lies lengthwise his body. The Erech of his body lies on the Erech of the benches. On the Erech of the benches. So in other words, let's say, that's the Erech of the benches. Now, and he lengthwise, so the Zav lies on the Erech of the benches. On the Erech of the benches. So Rashi says, "Kin shoy sheichei al meyov v'prakdon ve'irkei mutol alerkon." Now, the Agoy Sabach says mutol al rovon, but alerkon is very good. Ve'irkon mutol alerkon. So in other words, so he lies lengthwise. So it may, Rashi says, it may be also b'mishnei taras. The Yesh Leima, Bicholachas Mehen, Sheniso Ubeol, Pomim Alzu, Pom Alzu. So it can be explained in two ways, the expression Yesh Leima. The Yesh Leima can be understood in the sense of Isof. There is a possibility. And the Yesh Leima can also have the meaning that it's Ivadai because the person doesn't. I mean, the person, very, very seldom does a person remain in the same position all the time. He likes. He finds it uncomfortable to lie in one position and not to move. So he always, certainly on the basis of love, you could say, that in all probability he was misapir. So even if the first few moments he was lying completely on this bench, lengthwise, so the next 5 minutes he'll lie on this bench. So it's not on the basis of something. But Rashi could be explained in two ways. Now, from the Roshan of the Roshan Tares, it's mashma that it's vada. שאירך הסבסול לפונדיה מנוחין רישי ואדרגלית מי שעל כל אחד מהם משם רובי פעמים על זה ופעמים על זה. So it's much more smarter, because that's the derech of the people. They don't lie in one position all the time. But Teisve says it's up. What is Rashi Shite? Not clear, because Rashi Shite is Yesh Leima. So Yesh Leima can be explained in the sense of Sofik, and Yesh Leima can be explained in the sense that is Vav. All right. So then. Teisve says, "King goes akuntus upiyush lemei mishim dikel lemeima v'chol echot neisei rubiolo pom malze upom malze lirei upom teirei shen rubi nisa al kol echot men deze loshen of Rashi lirei upom teirei lifisho okon muto al rorbon vei rubi nisa al achas men." So suppose he lies. This is the derech of the benches. And the person, so this is the derech. And he lies like this. Five benches. So memele. So then is terim. Why is terim? So Rashi says, terim, v'vishor gimutal arorbon, v'in rubei niso alachas me. V'in rubei niso alachas me. Elom, v'in rubei niso alachas me. Ufize asekir apshime. V'iboye sheyei ribasov, ניסול וריה ימי הדמות של המימה ועשי אפילו קרבון ותאים לי תאירס בשביל דהב עלי כל אחד מסעי השם דממש. So the Rishash raises the question, I mean, why does Rashi say according to Rashi's Pshat that Asik Rapshin? I mean, Rashi could also say agree with the Rishash that this being that we all voluntarily can accord even with Rabbonon. The reason is why the Rabbonon say by mito that it is Tomei, that each talus under each leg of the mito is Tomei, if he's off lay on that mito, is because over there the mito couldn't be supported on three legs, so each leg is indispensable for the standing of the mito. So mainly it's considered that the Riva Zav was near Bata, that the Riva Zav was near Bata on each leg, because each leg is indispensable. But the Rabbonon also agree with that Zerzakosu, that it's not only to Masmedres, unless the Rubei Shel Zav is near Bata. But the Rabbonon hold by mito that in view of the fact that each leg is indispensable, so Memele al Pedin we consider that each leg supports the whole Zav. The whole Zav. So Memele, Mashenkin over here, so let's say if there are five benches and the Zav lies on it, and the width of the benches, and let's say if each bench is very narrow, so then one bench could be eliminated. It probably wouldn't be as comfortable as he is when he lies on all the five benches. But if each bench is very narrow, even if he were to eliminate one bench, he could lie and support himself on four out of the five. And four out of the five. So the melee, so then it's like behemo. So it's not like mito. So it's not like mito. So this is what the says. Behemo, the water of mehima, the asya fil karbono. Vitaim and iteiris, mishim dahavle kolechot misayi yashim mimamesh. Because a single bench could be eliminated. So why does Teisve say, that's the kashi of the Rashash. But why does Teisve say Ufizeh Asik Rav Shimon when Teisve Stocht in Hebrew says that the Rehim of the Motzal Meim of the Asher Atel Rabbanon? So apparently Teisve was Midayik from the Loshin of Rashi, because the Loshin of Rashi is V'Rorbon Teirin V'Vishor Kibud La'Rorbon V'in Rubei Niso Al Achas Mehem V'in Rubei Niso Achas Mehem. So it's mashma that the reason is because Bimtzies, it's not Nisa. the Rupe is not Pisa Lachas Mir. Not Mir Lachanel. So that's why Teisa says, according to Rashi, it accords with Rav Shimon. It records in Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Shimon. In other words, that Rashi implies that even if it is such a case that, let's say, the benches, that the benches are situated in such a way, all the five benches, that if one of the benches were eliminated, then it would fall down. So he would fall down. So the melee, so even in such a case, even in such a case, it would be toya. So why? Because b'mitzias, the roiv hazav is not lying. When he lies, li'okay, and then he turns over. So the whole body of the zav lies on each bench. But when it's l'rube, even if they are situated in such a way that it is indispensable, that each bench is indispensable, still in stoya. So Memele, because Rashi emphasizes, when moving this alachasmen, in other words, it means bintzias, it's not placed the ribazar on each bench. But just one fifth of the body is placed on each bench. So Memele, this says that is to accord with Rashi. Alright. Vivi Emel, the Motzal Nema, the Asi Apuri Kabbalah. ויתאים לתהריץ, משום דהב להתפלח על מסייר השם ממש. ומאחרי שעד המוצר למפרח. So the Raya is from the safe of Yoshe. What does it mean Yoshe? So Raya explains Yoshe. Yoshe לילה לרובו. סוף הכניסה פי חלוק. So we see that if it is a Sophie, it has to be Tommy. So ממילא, אם כניסה מגיעה, is יש ממש. So in case the behemoth was standing on all the four, so then each talent should be tomei. So mele minastam, where we don't know, we should anticipate the possibility maybe it was standing on all the four, so it should be tomei. So the raya is from the same from the Mishnah. So Teisa says that we could mention the raya from the reisha of the Mishnah too. Umehach reisha have a motzel mifrach. The mitamul or komisvege. So we see that Teisus is chilik on the Rosh Nitaris. The Rosh Nitaris says that in the Reisha it's dominateras vada, because that there are people don't lie still in one position. They keep on moving. So the mele it's vada, but Teisus says Teisus is chilik on the Rosh, and Teisus says that it's only tomei miterasotik. So why does not? The mitamul here comes veike. Elonichal elonifrach we say the forish betaimer amaytim, because the reisha doesn't spell out that it's on the basis of sofik. The seifa spells out that it's on the basis. It's on the basis of sofik. Now, so the question is, when we combine the two teisves, the previous teisves and this teisves, in the previous teisves, teisves says v'chiv nizim nocho v'zim nho lemek izav amisapech v'afu b'shusarabintam. So Mimele, that means that by Zof Shoyumutlal is absolved. By Zof Shoyumutlal is absolved in the Reish. So we open Meim, which is also on the basis of Sofi. So it also means Vafim Abishus Arabi Tomei. The question is why? Why is it on the basis, why is it Tomei even Abishus Arabi? So the Basho explains. So Masho says it's on the basis of the principle mentioned in the Mishnah of Shnei Shvilim. Shnei Shvilim. So in other words, so by Shnei Shvilim, so the halacha is if there is a stira in both Lishul Bipasachas, so there is a stira. So in other words, one shvil is tome, one shvil is toyer, and the two people ask the same question. At the same time, so Bezdin cannot toss a coin and say to one, well, you are Toya, and the other one Tommy, because my husband. So what does the Bezdin say? Each one Toya, that's a stira, one is certainly Tommy. So if both Ishul Basachas, so there is a stira, so mele, the answer is that both are Tommy. So here there is also a stira. This is what Masha says. כי זוהר מספר אפילו בשבשרה בוטון. עושה לא אם אני רואה כאלה הוא כמה חכתי תחס רגע נעים ותירס. משום סוף יקטומת בשבשרה בוטון. די טוי הבאום. די סוף יקטומת הידדה, די בבא איתי כרגועי מיני. די קמדיס. בשיעו שוקו, because it has to stand on 3 feet all the time. אני תימו אחרי די קמדיס, זו ידים על הימי על היתמו. So we cannot say that all the talisim and all the legs are done. Is it basachas? So there is a spirit. So all the legs should be done. All the legs should be done. If misayeya is yesh b'mamish. So we have to say that misayeya is b'mamish. So in other words, so that means the reason as to why the Gemara is saying that if misayeya is yesh b'mamish and the only the heter here is, as Rav Amnon wanted to say, because in Indokra Ligamre, so since in Indokra Lahai is in Indokra Lahai, so there is a Sophie, so the Arab lying, the Talisim and the witch are definitely Meiris, and we don't know which, so there is a Stimei, so we have to say that all the Talisim and all the Raglaim of the Behemo are Meiris, because of the Aloch of Shnei Shvili. So, and since the Gemara mentions it, since the Gemara mentions a raya for this thing that it has to be tomei, if misayel is mamish from the Mishnah of Zavshu Yudla is absolute, so that means that over there too it's tomei, and this it says because of Sofik, also because of the Aloha of Shnei Shvili. So Vishloim the Reishe, we can understand the Reishe. If the Gemara had mentioned the raya from the Reishe, we didn't understand, because there is also a spirit. There's also there because Tesis is really come to Rosh and Taris. And the Rosh and Taris holds that it's in Vadai that the person turned himself over and he was lying for a certain time on each bench, lengthwise. But according to Tesis, it's a soft. So in other words, he was lying on one bench. But I don't know on this bench, on that bench, on this bench. We don't know on which. So in Mele, we cannot say this bench is Toya and this bench is Tome. My cause is, so in Mele, we have to say all the benches are Toya. So that's all like the ratio. But Teitzre says that the Gemara could have mentioned the Raya from the Reisha. But in truth, the Gemara mentions the Raya from the Seife. So the question is, in the Seife, why should it be Tomei Toshu Sarabi? In the Seife, why should it be Tomei Toshu Sarabi? Why should it be Tomei Toshu Sarabi in the Seife? Yoshe. And how does Rashi explain it, Yoshe? Yoshe lo yalei el rohbon. Sofik nisapi halo, okay? We need to pull in Mishan alachas mehen. So there it's a past. Now he was Yoshei L'Rohbon. And if it was L'Rohbon, so then not even one bench is done, if it's L'Rohbon. Because if it's L'Rohbon, as long as he was lying in that position, L'Rohbon, without turning it over L'Rohbon, so that means that the Rubei Shalzav was not supported on any one bench. But there is a possibility that unconsciously, as he was sleeping, he turned his position, he changed his position from the Rohbon to Yorkon. His original position was the Rohbon, so not even one bench became Tomei. But there is a possibility that he changed his position. But there is no spirit. So why? So Bishlein Bishus Ayochid, alright? So even Bishus Ayochid, it has to be discussed, because the Gemara in Seita says, that Sofik Tumei Bishus Ayochid is Reiki Tomei only if Yesh Midas L'Shoel. But let's say in the case of teenage where in Midas L'Shoel, so even Sofik Tumei Bishus Ayochid is Reiki Toya. And Yoshe, so he's not awake, he's not alert, so it's in Midas, so it's in Midas. So Mele, so even Bishus Ayochid is Reiki Toya. But the Rash in Perigim of Zavi mentions a raya from the Intercepte that Yoshein is considered Yesh Midas L'Shoel, even though at that moment he has no Das, but the person has Das. Tineik, so the person has no Das. Mashenkin here, at this moment he has no Das because he is asleep, but the moment he wakes up, he's fully alert. So the Mele, it's considered as Yesh Midas. That's the Rash in Pirgim of Zavi. So, right? But, so, Rishu Sayochid, we can understand. But it says that for Bishus Arabi Tomei. So Bishleime, in connection with the Reishe, we can understand, because they only also have a steer. There we all say the Stira. But in the Sefer, there is no Stira. So Bishus Arabi meets it's Isofik. So why should it be Tomei? Why should it be Tomei? So between Bishus Arabi and Sveikitoy. Unless you say, so you can say, the Teisves doesn't mention that in the Sefer. Teisves doesn't mention that in the Sefer of the Mishnah of Zavim, when you say Yoshe, Sofik Misapech Alein Tmein, so it means even Bishus Arabim. Maybe Teisves agrees that the Sefer of the Mishnah, when it says Yoshe, Sofik Misapech Alein Tmein, so it's only Bishus Ayochit Tmein. But Bishus Arabim, it is Teirim. But for the same reason that we say Yoshe, Sofik Misapech Alein is Tmein, Bishus Ayochit, because of the possibility that he turned over, he changed his position, so Mimele by Behemoth, where there is a stire. So we have to anticipate that possibility, even Bishus Rabbi. But it's the same reason. Same reason, but that is a day. I mean, it's not mashma that this is what Jesus means. V'chidin izim min okroho, v'zim min ho, levek izov ha-misapich. And so, in other words, so the talisim under the raglayim of the behemo should be tomei even b'shus rabim milu itnam. So it's mashma that over there too, that it's maybe b'shus rabim. It's a derech. He can explain it at least. In other words, so v'afilu b'shus rabim should be tomei, because here one is certainly tomei. I mean, three out of the four are certainly tomei. So the melee, there is a stira, so you have to say, you can't toss a coin and say, just a trender will think of three legs out of the four. So, and then we'll decide which one is not. That we cannot do. Why? Because of the possibility of tumi. So milo itnan, gavizad, so yoshit sofik misaplich alein mein birshus ayochit. But over there, Bishus Rabim is toya, because Sofitum Bishus Rabim is toya. But here, there's a stira. But that is the deicha. Because since Teisa says, V'chidin dizim nino koho, v'zim ninho, leve kizova misapich, v'afilu Bishus Rabim tomei, v'afilu Bishus Rabim tomei, so memele, it's not mashma that only Gabi Behemo, afilu Bishus Rabim tomei. Only Gabi Behemo Afim Bishus Rabim Tomei, but the Inzovim. So we have to say, because Teisves itself says, Umihachrei she'ave motzel mifrach dim tamin le'erko, misveik elonich alim mifrach miseike, dim foresh beitayim me'amait me'im. So Teisves doesn't mean that the kashe, the raya is just from the seike. Teisves only says that the Gemara spells out why did the Gemara even mention the Sefer of the Mishnah? After all, the Gemara should have cited only the Reish of the Mishnah. Zov milu itnan levek izov amisateach milu itnan zov shel yomutal al heisav soli o yahil pentidois leir kontnein. Period. That's all. Why did the Gemara have to cite the whole Mishnah? Bishleim posik, so in Achnam even Gabi Psukim. So sometimes we find that the Gemara mentions the whole posik, even though the Raya is from part of the posik. So over there, so it can be explained because Psukim the Paskimesha the Paskina, even though the Gemara was put into writing, so it didn't say it, but the one who learns is likely to verbalize it, so because of it. But here, in Teresh Balpeh, so since there is a Raya from the Reishe, why does the Gemara have to mention, to quote the whole Mishneh? Let the Gemara just quote the beginning of the Mishneh. Milo itnan zov shoyomutal alei sapsolim, o yahi puntoyes, liol kontmein, that's all. So Teisa says, no, this is not it. The reason, Enoch Haname, the Raya is from the Reishe too. But then the question is, why? Why? If the Rai is from the Reishi, why does he have to quote the Sefer? Because if the Gemara didn't, if the Gemara had quoted only the Reishi, so then we could be matche the Rai, because we could say it's shot in the Reishi the way the Rosh explains it in Tiras. The Rosh, Alim Demis explains the Reishi on the basis of Badai, but Tesis is chelik on the Rosh. So Memela Tesis is saying, So Tesis doesn't mean that the Kashi is only from the Sefer. So the Kashi is from the Reishi, and the Reishi is mamish, the same din as by the Raglaim of the Bein. But why does the Gemara cite the Loshin of the Sefer? Let the Gemara just say, Miloit Nam, Zofcho Yavutol al Hisaf Solis, or Yal Hepun Dois, Leokon Bein, period. So the answer is, because then the Gemara had just quoted the Reishi, so we could be matret and say, there it's about, maybe it's about that, as the Rosh says it, Alim Demes. So the Gemara mentions the whole Loshin of the Sefer. So Mimele, it's mistaber that the Reishi, since the Sefer mentions it in Sofi, so it's mistaber that the Reishi is also based upon Sofi, and there it's not the Vadai. And in the Reishi it's mamish, dum yed rabbe behemo, because there is a stira, because one bench is certainly tough. One bench is certainly tough. Now, let's see the Rashi. Meyes, the whole chodeikel and meima, alzumisa, alzumisa, mina miso, vosom nam, imishumakirehu, mit mina misweik, a love time in Shimikula, have a chode de chode, a love time in Shimikula, have a chode de chode misaya, ve imbi mamish, came here, veina mishnezu, ve rabbi sa gersi, we all contain. So their gersi is, we all contain. Upiyo shutayme, the law contains him, shim yamre, shemo b'neim shochav. The royal, in other words, there is some space. There is some space between the benches. So their idea is the rabbis of Leoko. So there is a possibility that he wasn't even lying on these two benches. He was lying between. Between the benches. Between the benches. So Takashi rejects that gersi. He says, "Vikasheli imkein mikuletalim va'amayton esayfe sofik nisapeh mei." Sofik nisapeh mei. So the question is, "Monefsha, if the girsay is there in Lokon because of the possibility that he lay between some mele." So there is a raya from this Mishneh that where it is Sofik has to be Toya. So Memele, there is a Spira Menei Obey in the Mishneh. So why does the Mishneh say that Yoshe Sofik Misapech Aleyem Misnei? So there is a Spira in the Mishneh Menei Obey. So we have to say that the Rabbeis of Rashi, who are Gereis, Leokon Terin. Now the Miri mentions the Gersay Leokon Terin, but he mentions an altogether different chat. So in other words, so he says Leokon Terin because we are dealing with the case where we know that he just lay on one bench. That's all. So the male, why does it say Terin? It means that the other benches are Terin, but that bench on which we know we lay, so it's not. Of course, so then no one can be chilikan. But this is not the shita of the rabbis of the way Rashi mentions it. Rashi mentions it's the same girsay, but it's another pshat. It's not the pshat of the rabbis. Rashi mentions the rabbis and girsay in the tail, which time we can tell Hashem v'neim shachar. So the rabbis of pshat is very strange. So there's a stira when they obey. Tochkei dibur, I mean the Mishnah he says so. So we have to say, I mean, there is no other alternative, that according to the Rabbeisa, it's not on the basis of Sofik. But true, Rashi uses a loshin, mishum damrin on shemo b'neim shochav. So first of all, that is Rashi used that loshin shemo. And then even the rabbis of use the Lashon Shemot, so it's not conclusive that it means it's only a possibility. In other words, it could mean, you see, the rabbis of now, according to the rabbis of, so the Mishnah is reference to the case where there is empty space between the benches. Because if there is no empty space between the benches, so then it's not shaykh to say that he lay between the benches. So in other words, there is empty space. So Memele, suppose the Zav lies, and he puts, let's say, the hand on one bench, and another hand, let's say another bench, and one leg, or part of the leg, you see, on one bench, and then part of the other leg on the other bench. So, and he supports himself. So it doesn't mean, so the Rabbi Yisuf say, Mishnah Amrin on Shema B'neim Shochav, he doesn't mean Reichel B'na Mishpesayim, that he lay on the floor. No! It's no Chochme, I mean, he wants to lie on the floor, so why does the Mishnah say that is so Leolkon? So he's lying on the floor. So it's not Leolkon. He's just lying between benches, not on the benches. The Mishnah says that he's lying on the benches. But it means he supported himself and the bulk of his body was mutubad. The bulk of his body was mutubad. But he supported himself that way. Now there is a halacha. So the shita of the rabbis of his, that since there is a halacha of Medres Azav, that only if Rube is Rubet Olof, so it doesn't mean just that it is supported. Let's say suppose Azav will support himself on two bars, and he'll be suspended bar, but he'll support himself on two bars. So according to the rabbis of Rashi, the bars will not become tummy. Even though they support him, he's supported on the two bars, but the bulk of the goof, Bimtzias, is physically not placed on the bars. Just his hands are placed on the bars. So Mimele, that's not Rubei Marvitalov. Rubei Marvitalov doesn't mean that it is supported, the weight is supported on something. It means that physically, the rov of the goof has to be placed on. So Mimele, when the rabbis of Rashi say, we all contain it, we all contain it, it's not a suffix. In other words, we are dealing with the case where there is ample space between the two benches. Between the benches. And he put his hand, let's say, on the benches, and his feet also on the benches, but the rov haguf was bavi, but still it was supported on the benches. Here it mentions, the question is, it mentions here al hisav sov. I mean, it's much easier to visualize if it had been zofsho yomutal al beisav solim. I mean, in such a case, hisav solim is a little difficult to visualize. But it could be, according to the rabbis of sins, it mentions other situations. Lirorbon, so the Heitz of Solim is mentioned because of the Rorbon, but in the Haname, in respect to Lirorbon, so it's not Heitz of Solim, it's Beis of Solim. It's Beis of Solim. And he supported himself and the two of Solim, but physically, the bulk of his group was Mutal Bavir, even though it was supported on the benches, and even though, let's say, each bench is indispensable, because without the support of each bench, so then he would fall to the floor. But according to Rabbi Yisrael of Rashi, here Vidal of Rubi Shalzav means that not only that it should be supported, the weight should be supported, but that Bimtzias, he has to be placed on it. So it's not on the basis of Sophie. So it's Varag. So Mimele, there is no mystery. Right now, let's see the Rabban and the Rashba on this Gemara. The Rashba is really shameless. So we saw that there is a machleke between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rabban Munin, the Bisayeya is here in Mamash is Chayev, so from Rashi it's Mashma, that according to Rabban Munin, so only Bisayeya is Chayev, and the Yochel is Potter. According to Tosfos, so that goes without saying that the Yochel is Chayev. But according to Rabban Munin, even the Bisayeya is Chayev. Right. Hey, Minayim Chayev, the Ramban, Yeshia will come to Shiva, demand the Yochel and Chayev. ויחף שלאים אשר זה שיוח לפותה וזה שאינו לא מחי ורבא מונה יחס על כדאי טוב לחי ומסייה יוליף דרועיס ופורש לו יהוכה קומר מלקומר דבר הכל חי ושמע מלו אחד מחי הם מיני מחי ואומר אפי זה שיוח וזה שאינו יוח למה יקום בבד היבות הוא הוקי חשלאי אצל היוח תצ רפחי ואף על פי שחי ורב יודה זה אינו יוח וזה ניוח הוכה לוי So when both are in Yochel, so each one is indispensable. So Memele is considered as doing the whole Melach. But here, one is Yochel. And the other one, daily Yochel, is not indispensable. It could easily be eliminated. So Memele, he is fine. The Rabban Munah Omar, Leila Memelo, Reb Yude, Hai Nami Mechai, Mishim Bim Sayeya, Kid Mechai, Vizeni Yochel, Vizeni Yochel. ואין לא אימא, מסיים וממש, כי משך יוכל, אבל זה אין יוכל. אבל זה, אין יוכל, וזה אין יוכל שני ימי סי, ואין אחד מהם מתחום מסייה, אלו אין סמייס. והרב, so, this is, so in other words, so what does he say? So he says, ורב נונה אומר, לאילה מימלוך, רביו דהי נאמי מחי. In other words, of course the Yochel is Mechayev, but he is also Chayev. Mishum Yimsayev. Ki Mechayev b'zein Yochel is in Yochel. Yochel and Yochel. Ve'in le'ma Mishayev l'mamish. Ki Mishayev l'ochel. Abo zein Yochel, v'zein Yochel, shnei yameisi, ve'in echot mehev nikho Mishayeya, elo oise maiz. So, all right. והרב רב מיישה ברב יסף זל פירש הם מנהל מחייב איזה שיוכל שהוא איזה איקר מייס so הרב רב מיישה ברב יסף is like Rash and he says according to רבם נונה so only מסייר ישראל why? הם מנהל מחייב איזה שיוכל שהוא איזה איקר מייס או איזה שאין יוכל שאין יוכל בכל קר ומחלבין עלי ומדמין עלי לזה אין יוכל ולזה אין יוכל והיוכל נפטר לפטור מדמין עלי לזה יוכל ולזה יחל ופושי רב חיסדה זה שיוכל חייב שהוא איק so in other words ורק שלו רב המונה עד רב זה שאין יוכל שאין יוכל מאחר שמסייה ויעיסה בכל כך ומדם לו לא דמרינו ושון לו מסייה לממש אבל שני ימידים רב חיסדה חנינה שנחייב לו יחוד כי לא שנה פרייס כי זה לא שנה רב שמוצא בחידושו So according to Rav Nishp Rav Yisef, and that is Rashi Shite also, so according to Rav Amnune, so only the Yochel is Chayev. And the Sheini Yochel is not Chayev. The Sheini Yochel is not Chayev. Why? Because in respect, I mean, only the Eini Yochel is Chayev, according to Rav Amnune. And the Yochel is Potter, according to Rav Amnune. Why? Because in respect to the Eini Yochel, so apply the Deen of Zeini Yochel is Eini Yochel. In respect to the Yochel, we apply the din of the Yochel with the Yochel. Vein atam shom asher Yochel chayev sheis b'chokich. Why should the Sheini Yochel be chayev as against the Yochel? So because he's sheis b'chokich. So he says in atam achta. El atam boze b'zein Yochel zein Yochel sham mochot pluyo pluyo b'cholach. Now this is the Rambam, but the Rashba mentions the Shita of Mishra by Yosef and the Esekash. Now let's see the Rashba. Hey, minay mechay. Rav Amnon Olam Abishim Kubisayi Bade. Yeish Makshi. Veichem Shosh Zeh Si Yochel Veisam Locha Potter. Veizeh Shein Yochel Veisam Locha Yechay. Veichem Bekin Rav Amnon. Veitirat Rav Rabish Farad Yosef Zal. Mishim Nisab Kolon. Nishem Oisi Shein Yochel Chay. Lefi Shehu Eise Iker Amnon. Oishem Oisi Shein Yochel Chay. Lefi Shehu Eise Bechol Kech. So what's the adifes? All right, everybody understands the adifes of the Yochid, because he is indispensable. The other one can easily be eliminated. But what's the adifes according to Rav Amnune of the Yochel? Because the Eini Yochel is Eise B'chol Keir. Lifishu Eise B'chol Keir. Umichayule, Mishim Didaminole, Lizein Yochel, Vizein Yochel. Vichayov, Vichameya Vichayu. Vihilkach, Liftu Midaminole, Lizein Yochel, Lizein Yochel. Vipot, Vichayu. So in other words, so that's why the Yochel is poter, because vis-à-vis the Yochel, we apply the din of the Yochel with the Yochel. Upoch rafchiz ben zeh she Yochel nish lechayev, mipnei she uik, vom rabbe ne da'ad rabbe, zeh she eini Yochel, is chayev. Umsayeya b'chol keich, yeish lechayev, v'yom alei misayeyem b'mamish, umikom bofi ne rafchiz deo ben rabbe mnone, shnei yemei din din lechayev, alo nevadei. Why? Because there is a lochel. So if one is chayev, so that means that that one is considered to be a isekulo, and the other one is considered to be a isemiktoso. Veinemach, shatam bozein yochel bozein yochel, eini mishim sayeh b'chokich. So what does Rav Meshav and Yisef say? That vis-a-vis the yochel, we apply the din of zein yochel bozein yochel. And so b'meile, even as against the Yochel, the Eini Yochel is Chayev, there's not difference, because he is Mechokev. That means that by Eini Yochel, by Eini Yochel, why is it Chayev? Because each one is Eise Bechokev. Elo Eini Mechokev is Chayev Bechokev. Elo Mechokev is Chayev Bechokev, because each one is indispensable. I mean, in other words, the same time as the Rambam. Voit Koshu. Di Mishu. Hoshin Yochel Rav Shimon. Am I Chayev? Sidi Mishim Shim Yochel. Because vis-a-vis the Eini Yochel, we apply the din of Zein Yochel Zein Yochel. So that's all right. I'll leave the Rav Yehuda. The Zein Yochel Zein Yochel is Chayev. But I'll leave the Rav Shimon. The Zein Yochel Zein Yochel is Potter. How can Rav Amnune say, even I'll leave the Rav Shimon, the Eini Yochel is Chayev? Dimi Shim Hoshin Yochel Rav Shimon Amai Chayev. Dole Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon Amai Chayev. Dole Rav Shimon Zein Yochel Zein Yochel Zein Yochel Zein Yochel Tui. Ve'id Yochel Amai Potter. Lirabeya. The whole Zein Yochel Zein Yochel Rabeya Shnei Chayev. Ve'yas Adal Akash. So what does Rav Meshav Rav Yisef say? That the reason is why, according to Rav Amnune, the Yochel is Potter, because vis-a-vis the Yochel, we apply the thing of say Yochel is a Yochel, but according to Tenach Yude, but how about Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds the Yochel is Chayev, and here it's Potter. It's Potter. Ustom in the news, the Yochel is Chayev, Apil Rav Meir, Elo Echol, Vichul Shomeko. Then he swore she knew Shneim Chayovim Rav Meir, V'lo Yechayev V'lo Echon Rav Yudim V'Rav Shimon. Now here there is an apparent stire in the Loshen. That's the reason why I'm going over inside every word in the Rashi. Because at first, he has the Kashi. According to the Lomdes of Rav Meshav Rav Yisei, so it should follow that when Rav Amnune says that the Eini Yochel is Chayev and the Yochel is Poter, so Rav Amnune is referring, he's saying it, Alibed Rav Yehuda. Because Alibed the Rav Meir, so the Yochel is the Yochel is also Chayev. So too, vis-a-vis the Yochel, we have to apply the din of the Yochel is the Yochel, but it should be Chayev. And then it shouldn't be true according to Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, the Yochel should also be Potter. Because Rav Meshav Rav Yisef says,